I want white folks to be angry about the truth that we were not told. Mm. Because you know what we weren't told? It's not just that we weren't told the history of anti-black racism or racism generally. We were also weren't taught the history of white allyship and solidarity.
Right. What is that? What allyship is a yeah. buzzword, yeah. right? What does that mean? What does it mean to be an ally? And from your perspective, from just your education.
I think it means to follow the leadership of people of color, particularly okay. black folk, when it comes to fighting institutionalized racism and inequality.
Okay.
So if you look at the history of the civil rights struggle, look at the abolition struggle, there were always white folks, but they always took their marching orders, so to speak, from black and brown folks. Okay. Always. John Brown didn't just do what he did on his own.
Right.
John Brown was in conversation with Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass and all the people in that history. Bob Zellner, Dottie Zellner, all the people in the civil rights struggle, the people here in this town. There were white folks who were instrumental, not only in Nashville, but around the country, in being involved always in SNCC and other organizations, following the leadership of and the direction of black and brown peoples.
Right.
And so to me, to be a real ally, to be in real solidarity with an anti-racism cause is to be able to subordinate your own ego to the larger purpose.